meeting tonight. Amen. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Lord allowed us to come back to this place once again. I don't know, I think it's been, what, 7, 8 years or so ago, maybe something like that, but it's a joy to be back with you, and I trust God to help us tonight. If you will, take your Bibles tonight. I'm going to start in the book of John, chapter number 3. John, chapter number 3 is where I'm going to start. We'll wind up somewhere else, but John, chapter 3. If you will, if you're able and willing, when you find your place, please stand tonight. Give reverence to the reading of God's Word. Amen. John, chapter number 3. I started some time ago in our church on Sunday morning. I started preaching in John chapter 3. Little did I know, I stayed about 21 weeks there, and I'm still not done, and just want to mind the Lord, and I can't say all that I've said in 21 weeks, but I want to try to mind the Lord and say a few things tonight. God be our help. John chapter 3, everybody here knows this chapter. The Bible said there was a man. That was the man of the Pharisees, a religious man. The historians tell us he's a rich man, amen, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. I'm glad God never gets my name mixed up with your name. He knows your name tonight. He knows mine. He knows your need. He knows mine. The same came to Jesus by night. Now, a lot said about that. Some say Jesus too busy in the day. Could talk to him. I don't believe that for a minute, amen. Hey, but I think he'd come at night, not because he's afraid somebody's going to see him. I think he'd come because he's troubled about what he had. Amen. That's a lot of people tonight ought to be running to him at night. Amen. He hit religion. That's not enough. The same came to Jesus by night, said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Now Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Your first birth got you in trouble, friend. Now, your daddy was a sinner. His daddy was a sinner. Your mama's daddy, and so on and on. All the way back to Adam, friend, you was born a sinner. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Your first birth is not enough to get you into heaven, friend. That takes another birth, amen. Not to get you there shaking the hand of a preacher's not enough. Going in a water hose, not enough. Jesus will tell you in a moment, ye must be born again. How the Bible said, amen. And Jesus said, verily, verily, said thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how? I'm glad he asked the question. How can a man be born? How when he's old, he's thinking in the natural. How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He's telling him that he's spiritually blind. Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. He tells him now, except a man be born of water. Nicodemus asked the question, how can a man be born when he's old? Amen. It's not going back to the mother's womb. Got to be born from above. Amen. And Jesus said, except a man be born of water. He's not talking about the water in a womb. He's not talking about water in a tub somewhere. He's not talking about a river, a lake, or a creek for you. He's talking about the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said that he might sanctify it and cleanse it, amen, with the washing of the water by the word. When you get into John chapter number 4, he talks to the woman at the well, amen. He lets her know that the water from the well would leave her thirsty and dry. But he tells her about a water, thank God, that will spring up inside of her, amen. He's talking about believing, amen, of the good word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice what he said. He said that you must be born again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. How the Bible said that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's all it's ever going to be. That little tent you live in here, it's rotten to the core. It'll always be rotten to the core. It's a pull back to the dust where it's going to. Our flesh will never be nothing but flesh. We can dress it up. We can do all we want to, friend, but your flesh is rotten tonight, friend. That which is flesh is flesh. Amen. That which is born of the Spirit, capital S, is spirit. Amen. You must be born again, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit. Then he said in verse 7, marvel not that I said unto thee. Not a big wonder. Amen. Not marvel. Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not, he said, hearest the sound thereof, canst not tell whence it cometh, or whether it goeth. And so is everyone, everyone. The same thing's got to happen to everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? He asked the question, amen. The Bible said the wind bloweth, amen, where it listeth, amen. That is a fact, amen. I cannot see the wind. You can't see the wind, but the wind blows, amen. Thank God I can't see it, but I see the effects of the wind. I can feel the wind, but I cannot see the wind. As the Bible says, and thou hearest the sound thereof. That is the evidence, amen. Sometimes it blows softly. It sometimes sounds like a train coming, amen. It blows in a mighty way. But the wind blows out. But knowest thou not whence it cometh or goeth? That is the mystery behind the wind, amen. But if you are born again by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God, then you know something about the wind blowing. Now, y'all, listen to me. Turn this mic up just a touch, amen. Born again, evidence of it, amen. I have evidence that I'm saved. I got an inside witness. Got the Holy Spirit on the inside, amen. Now, listen, what I want you to do is take your Bibles, please. I remain standing. Turn to the book of Ezekiel, if you will, chapter number 37. Ezekiel chapter number 37, please. Ezekiel chapter number 37. If you will, verse number 1. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. Ezekiel is the man of God. Ezekiel is a prophet. He's a man that God's going to carry up by the Spirit, amen, and to a very strange place. How God's going to do a work in his life. Chapter 37, verse 1. Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me up, he said, in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones. That's a strange place for God to take a man and to take him to a valley that's full of bones. Is that right or not? Here's a valley that the Bible says there is a tremendous battle has taken place. How do I know that? Because the Bible said there are bones laying all around. Has God, the Bible lets us know they have been there long enough. That is bones, amen. People have died in the battle, friend, and the sun has come out. The ravens have come out. The birds have come and picked the meat off the bone. The worms have showed up and eat the flesh off. Is that right or not? The rain has come and washed them like bleach, amen. The sun has dried them up, and the Bible said they're dry bones. So Ezekiel is in the midst of bones, and he's looking at how the bones, amen. And perhaps, friend, there's a skull laying over here. There's a head that's been taken off in the battle. It's inside of a helmet there. There may be some bony hands that's been cut off in the battle that's clenched to a rusty sword. But they're laying there, friend. The Bible said the parts are laying around. We know the prime example, amen, of the interpretation of this scripture, and the application is in verse number 11. He said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off, except for our parts, amen. The Bible said here, this is talking about the nation of Israel at the end time, how when God will come and bring them together from every nation, amen. We know that. That is the prime, amen, interpretation. It talks about prophecy, thank God, in the last days, amen. I want to deal tonight not with a prophetical aspect of it, amen. I want to deal tonight with a practical aspect of this. A lot of could say won't have time to say it all, but I want to say all that God wants wants me to say, amen. As we see in this passage of Scripture tonight, amen, how God can bring life from death, amen. I say tonight, if there's ever time how we need people to be born again, it's today. If there's ever time our churches need revival, it's today, friend. I'm sick of dullness and dryness. I'm defeated folks, friend, in our churches tonight. Listen, I preach to dry bones up and down the road in revival meeting, church services, camp meetings, friend. We need help tonight, amen. We need the Lord, amen. And only look at a dead body for a little while and see what God can do with it, Father. Lord God, I love you tonight. I need your help, Lord. I pray you'd touch me tonight, God. Lord, I don't want to stand up here alone. I don't want to try to preach without your touch. Lord, you said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, God. Here's my body. I'm a willing vessel tonight to say whatever you want me to say. How you want me to say it, Lord. I beg you to rebuke the devil, the imps of hell. God, do a work in our hearts tonight, God. We need your help, Lord. We've sung without you long enough. Dear God, we've had preaching long enough without you, God. Oh, I pray tonight in this time of service at camp meeting tonight. Oh, God, you'd come down. Rend the heavens and meet with us. Put your finger on our problems tonight. God, I pray we'd find an altar of repentance tonight. That one as near as tail will say yes and get born again before they leave this place, God. I'd do a work the singers couldn't do. And what this preacher can't do, Lord. I beg you now, Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated tonight. Here we find here, Ezekiel is in the midst of a valley that's full of dry bones. The Bible talks about the dead bodies laid out. It's an illustration of the condition of a man that's lost without God. They're dead in the trespasses and sins, friend. The Bible lets us know that Adam was formed, thank God. God breathed in his nostrils to become a living soul. He took on the likeness of God, friend. We know the story how Adam sinned, friend, and fell in the garden. How you and I, we've took on the image of Adam, friend. How we're sinners tonight, is that right or not? The fool have said in his heart that there is no God, is that right or not? Nicodemus cannot understand how man can be born again. I don't know if there's many people in our Baptist churches know anymore how to be born again, friend. They say they're born again. I don't see too many new creatures out of our so-called converts and revivals today, friend. A dead body has no feelings about it, friend. You can preach all you want to, friend. To dead folks until God quicken them and make them alive. They have no feelings, amen. And a friend today, if you're lost without God, you don't know the danger you're in tonight, amen. A dead body cannot see. It's never been but one dead body that could raise itself back up again. His name was Jesus, amen. He should have got power to lay it down and power to take it up again. I don't have that power, and none of y'all have that power, amen. But Jesus did, amen. His dead body's all in the valley tonight. And the Bible lets us know. I believe we got a lot of people like the church of Sardis, amen. They got a name, friend, but they remain the same. Jesus said, I know your works, amen. He let them know that thou hast a name that they have, friend. But he said they're dead, friend. You got a name that you don't live. A lot of people call themselves Christians, friend, but they don't live like Christians. Is that right or not? Anybody here tonight, friend? Let's look at the text now and I'll preach to you. Chapter 37, verse 1. The Bible said, the hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out of the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, amen, and caused me to pass by them round about. Behold, thou art very many of them, friend, and in the open valley, and lo, the Bible said they were very dry. Here it is tonight, first of all, is a scriptural revelation. Ezekiel is surrounded by dead, friend. I don't know if you know it or not, friend. We are surrounded by dead folks everywhere we go. They may go to work, they may live, they may even come to church, friend. But everywhere you go, they're dead. We're living amongst the dead, friend. It's not many twice born born people left on planet Earth. I'm just telling you like it is, friend. We're twice born amongst once born people tonight, friend. And the Bible says there's dead bones. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How the Bible said that the devil, he's a murderer, friend, from the beginning. Are y'all hearing me tonight, friend? He abode not the truth, amen. He's a murderer. He wants to murder you tonight. He don't want you to get saved. He wants to kill you tonight. He wants to murder your purity, young people, tonight. He want to murder your health and your happiness and your hope, amen. That little person that... it's the life of the party. How the Bible said, but she that liveth, she liveth, friend, in pleasure, but is dead while she liveth. There's a lot of skeletons around us. Oh, they got skin on them. They've got a heart pumping blood, friend. But they're lost without God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Ezekiel has got a vision of the massive scale of death, amen. That was in his day, friend. If we'd ever get the vision of how massive it is, how many people are lost in our nation, in our neighborhood, even in our churches that are lost without God. I'm telling you, friend, look at the empty seats tonight. How many of them that name the name? I ain't come to be mean, friend, but I come to preach a while. Are y'all listening tonight? Some of that crowd tonight, I tell them their children is more important to be at a ball game, more important to watch some kind of TV program, more important to go eat and visit somebody. They belong to some of y'all's churches, amen. I'm going to tell you what, it's a sad day we're living in. When all the worldly hell of stuff, it's more important than the things of God and the house of God. We pick, we're coming Tuesday night. How's we know who's singing, friend? I don't give a rip who's singing, amen. As long as they sing for the glory of God. Thank God, I'm telling you what, it's time to see the massive scale. They're lost, they're lost. Our churches are full of it. What do you see when you look around tonight? What do you see at work, friend? I tell you what we're seeing today. We're seeing a bunch of so-called Christians out in the jobs, just as snobby, bless God, as people that are going to hell, and then turn around, give them a tract. Our Christians that are still on the job. Is this camp meeting or not, amen? I don't know the difference between camp meeting preaching than Bible preaching, amen. All I know is study and pray and ask God. How would it have me to say, whether it's at my place or your place, or anywhere else, friend? I'm telling you what tonight, friend, we're living in a day today, even though people are charming, they're intellectual, they're reasonable, apparently fit, bless God. I'm telling you what, but they're spiritually dead, friend. Our churches have got full of it. Got to be quick and they're dead. Now verse number 2 talks about the bones are dry. Not only are they dead bones, they're dry bones. They've been laying in the valley floor under the merciless heat of the sun. They've been sapped by the sun. The moisture's gone. We've let this old world suck the sap out of our Christian life. We've lost our joy at the house of God. I remember coming this place, amen. They said, don't live in the past, amen. Why are you talking about the old past then, amen? Ask God, this generation don't know much about the old past, amen. Our folks would have sung what was sung a while ago. They'd have shouted, folks would have went around. Thank God there's one lady did, amen. I'm telling y'all what tonight, friend. We've let the world sap the juice out of us, friend. I believe laying in them bones, amen, back then with soldiers on the warfare and the battlefield. But today we got a lot of preachers laid down that's got the sap took out of them, friend. Your congregation won't be no more spiritual than you are. They won't be no more excited about serving God than you are, friend. They're so dry, friend. These are dry bones, friend. All they good for is to gather up and dig a hole and bury them. That's what the dry bones are good for, amen. Without Christ, without hope in this world, friend. Now the Bible said, amen, that he said, our hope is lost. You got any hope for anything this week? Oh, it's been dead. It's been dry. And one thing I know about a valley can be depressing. These bones are dead. They're dry. They're depressed. We talk about being down in a valley, friend. We talk about the valley of sorrow. We talk about the valley of death. They're in a dark ravine. They're laying there, friend. It speaks of the condition of my family that's lost. It speaks of the condition of my friends. It speaks of the condition of my neighbors. Everywhere I go, and I'm sad to say it, I mentioned a moment ago, we've got the most depressed people. Oh, God, help me. I know depression's real. It's just as real as somebody's heart pain and cancer and all that. I'm telling you, we're missing something somewhere. I mean, friend, I'm telling you, look at the faces tonight. I'm not being mean, friend. As I go up down the highways, we're looking at so many depressed folks, friend. They're in the valley, friend. I'm telling you what, for a child of God, every valley you go through, there's a mountain waiting somewhere. Hallelujah, amen. He's going to leave you there to dry up and die, thank God. They're depressed, friend. They're there. Now, I'm telling you what, do you know that? And listen, friend, nobody's got joy outside of Jesus, friend. You might have temporal happiness because of your conditions and happenstance. But the only real joy you'll find in this world is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The only real peace you'll ever know in this world will be found in the Prince of Peace, amen. The one named Jesus, amen. There's no peace, the Bible said. My God, to the wicked, friend. We've got a lot of weeds in the wheat field. That's why you got trouble going on. At church splits and backbiting and bickering. That's why some of them can't get along with y'all to have camp meeting. Is that right or not? There's no peace, said my God, to the wicked, friend. Now you listen to me, friend. I ain't talking about people in the ghetto. Do you know the number one killer of our college students today? The number one killer of our college students today in the United States of America is suicide. They're depressed, friend. They're dead. They're dry. They're depressed. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I was traveling not long ago. I preached to me and my wife hit on a station. They call them Christian stations. Y'all know all that. Amen. But it's talking about the news about California, friend. You can like me, love me, whatever, friend. You let a bunch of reprobates, a bunch of Democrats that don't know God run a state. They're running in the ground and running into hell. Are y'all hearing me? 850 a day. Now, it blows him out. 850 a day, brother, that are taking their lives. They act like they know how to do it, friend. I'm telling you tonight, friend, I'm talking about a depression, friend. Listen, he's in a valley, looks around. It's dead, it's dry. They're depressed, they're disjointed. They're out of joint. There's no unity in this valley. They're scattered all around. There's no cohesion. It shows desolation. It shows destitution and devastation. I see the similar vision today. Oh, God, help me. Amen. Y'all help me. I'm seeing it in our Baptist churches. God, help me. I can't preach them at the crack house tonight. I ain't coming here preaching to them. They ain't here. I'm preaching this crowd. Amen. I see it happening in our churches, friend. I'm talking about devastation going on, friend. Now, I'm telling you what, friend, we look at what's going on. And listen, the Bible said here in verse 11, what they're basically right now, our hope is lost. You know what the nation said at that time? It's impossible. Now, I'm afraid that's what we've got. We have a meeting, go through a meeting, but we talk, go through the meeting with our mind. It's impossible. If that's where we're at, we might as well pray and go to the house. Amen. Here's what I'm hearing everywhere I go. Can I talk just a minute? Here's what I hear everywhere I go. Hell, I don't think we have revival in these last days. I tell you what, I think you ought to be a little bit more spiritual than that, a little more a better Bible student than that. Amen. That every revival ever took place has been the last days. Amen. Last days starting Jesus come. Amen. Every revival that's ever took place in the church took place in the last days. Now, whether we in the last hour or the last days or the last month or the last 1,000 years, I don't know. That ain't my business, amen. All I know is I got a responsibility. I see here a scriptural revelation. It's bad. Could it get any bad when 4 people live on this earth and they're already killing one another? 4 folks, 1 family, killing one another, That's what sin brings in, friend. It's been like that ever since Adam, friend. Sodomites didn't just come out of the closet. Everybody here tonight. Amen. That's the scripture revelation, how bad it is to Ezekiel. Amen. But I see in this chapter, there's a serious responsibility. God comes to Ezekiel, reminds him about how bad the nation is, and he asks him some questions. Amen. Then he gives him responsibility. And God gives us the same responsibility. In verse number 3, listen what it says. God said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? He answered, and I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. He does know. He does know. But listen, hey friend, if we're going to do it God's way, we got to go, thank God, with some expectancy. I say tonight, we got to proceed in this thing from this night forward for the rest of our days, amen, with expectancy, amen. Now listen, God knows what he's going to do. I'm going to bring life to them. He's going to tell him in just a moment. I'm going to put life in them. But do you expect anything? So if God calls you to witness, you ought to witness with expectancy. You ought to give out a track with expectancy. Hey man, half-hearted. Are y'all hearing me? I tell me what to do with expectancy, amen. Expecting God. He'll honor his word. And listen, friend, I say today, don't let the devil intimidate you in these last days. Everybody's saying it can't be done. I'm sick of that crap. It will not be done, is what they're saying tonight. It's impossible. It's too hard. They're too dry. They're too dead. They're too depressed. It's what they're saying today. They say God can't. God says he can. Amen. Now you listen to me. Here's an expectancy in verse number 4. He lets him know to do something. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. He gives him, calls him to preach, amen. He's a prophet of God. Well, John wondered what to say. He gave him a message. Don't it seem like the craziest thing it is in the world? He's walking around. He told him, go around, look in this valley. Where he steps, there's very many of them. It ain't just a few. Hands and bodies are cut in half and heads are rolled away, friend. He's looking, there's been a battle, friend. They're everywhere he looks, amen. And God tells him to do something that seemed like the craziest thing in the world to do, friend. What I'm doing tonight to the world is the most foolish thing, friend, that could ever happen. He tells them to preach to the bones, friend. Listen, I'm saying just cut loose and preach a while. He survived in the wisdom of God. The world by wisdom knew not God. But hallelujah, it pleased God. I'm pleasing to God tonight by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You know how you got saved? The preaching of the cross. It's to them that perish foolishness, but on us that are saved. It's the power of God, amen. Listen, the same thing's going to raise his bone. It's going to raise my neighbor. It's going to raise my family, thank God. Only life can beget life, thank God. Now I'll tell you what, only God can generate life. The Bible said in him was life. The light was the light to man. Now you listen to me, for the word of God is quick. Thank God it's alive, thank God. It's powerful, amen. It is the spirit that quickeneth, amen. Thank God the flesh profiteth nothing, amen. The words that I speak unto you, he said, they are spirit, amen. And they're life, thank God. Now listen, friend, you may not can stand in a pulpit like I do, amen, but you can witness on the job. You can teach a Sunday school class. You can pass that tract, amen. You can sit across the table, amen, eating a meal. They're not going to get saved apart from the word. How can a man be born again? By water. By water. The Bible said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper. And the thing worked too, thank God I sent it. Amen. You listen, friend, you can plow all you want to. You listen to me now. Listen, you can plow all you want to, but if you don't preach that word, amen. I'm telling you what it takes, the seed of life. We might as well plow the field and put marbles in the ground and expect to get corn out of it, friend. Listen, then expect people to get saved apart from preaching the word of God. That is God's method, amen. It's to save a man by the grace of God. Call him by the grace of God and equip him by the grace of God to preach the word of God to dead, dry bones that are depressed, that are lost without God on the way to hell. Are y'all hearing me tonight, friend? We're to preach on, preachers. Amen. Now look at verse number 9. Then said he unto me, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Amen. There'll be no life without preaching. Amen. There'll be no life without wind. Hallelujah. Thank God the Bible lets us know here. He's a praying. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you what. I could come here tonight, preach a message, and buddy, you could say, boy, that's some wonderful preaching. I could preach it exactly right, straight, amen. No misslips of the lip and all that. I could preach it doctrinally pure, amen. We could walk out and shake hands and say, what a good service, friend. But that ain't enough, friend. Ain't got to have something from heaven, amen. There must be the wind of heaven to blow, friend. We've had too many meetings, too long without the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said we're to pray, thank God. All scriptures given by God. By inspiration, amen. God breathed, amen. Here it talks about the wind. Thank God the wind, amen, in the Bible. He talks about the Spirit of God. The wind blowing, amen. Talking about a move of God, amen. It moves wherever it wants to, when it wants to. Don't have to have my vote. I could help it out and say, Lord, thank God I want to preach. I'm willing to preach, Lord. But it ain't going to do no good without you anointing it, amen. Without the Holy Ghost of God coming down. We're to pray with fervency. Now you listen to me, a lot I can say about that. It ain't about the arithmetic of your prayers. It ain't about your repetition of your prayers. It's not the geometry, it's not how long, it's not the music, how sweet they sound. But the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, amen. And we're to pray, thank God. And look at verse number 7, the Bible says here. So I prophesied as I was commanded. That's what we've got to do, preachers. We command to preach the word. We're to be instant in season and out of season. We ought to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Hey, amen. You can exhort all you want to, amen. And we ought to exhort. That's part of our ministry, just one third of it, amen. But you're not going to exhort weeds, friend, out of the wheat field. Are y'all hearing me tonight, friend? I'm telling you what, friend, we to preach the word of God. He said, I did what God told me to do in verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied, thou was a noise, amen. Thank God, thou was a noise. Behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to its bone, thank God. When I tell you what, I'm about to have a time, amen. Thank God, thou was a divine emergency. God's showing up, amen. Thank God, watch what happens. There's a commotion, amen. Boy, I'd like to be around. Every time I study the Bible and read, I said, Lord, I wish I could jump in the flesh somehow, go back in history and see all that. That's God, can you imagine? Oh, Ezekiel, the man of God. He's a fired up, sweating, and a preaching away. He's a preaching and a praying. All of a sudden, there's a commotion going on. That head that's been cut off. All of a sudden, that head is rolling over here. He ain't going to get mixed up with somebody else's body, amen. That hand over here, thank God, has got the sword as a sliding back, amen, to the arm that is cut off. Anybody here tonight, there's a commotion going on. You know what caused the commotion to go on? It's the word of God. All he's done is talk to the bones. All he's done is said what God said to say to him, amen. He's looked up and prayed for the wind to blow. Thank God in the Bible, so there's a commotion going on. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. We can come to church. Let God have a sermon. That'll get people off their feet and run around the building. Let God and have some commotion at the house of God. The Bible said they came together, our bones together. There is a connection now. Things used to be disconnected. Those things that were disconnected, it's starting to connect back up, amen. Thank God we're about to see God do something, amen. Thank God it ain't going to happen without preaching. It ain't going to happen without praying, amen. There's a logical connection, but it's a loud connection, amen. There's something going on in the valley. Now you listen to me. They done heard about our denomination long enough. Listen to me, friend. They've heard about your church long enough. They need the gospel of grace preached to them. They're lost. They need the death, the burial, and the resurrection. They need to know Jesus loved them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet dead in our trespasses and sin, ain't you glad tonight that God loves you tonight? Look at verse number 8, please. When I beheld, I don't think we'll get this sometime. Bones are getting disturbed. I like it when folks get disturbed. I've disturbed a few bones in my ministry. They remember some of them words they told you they forgot. Bones are disturbed right now. Ain't been disturbed a long time. It's been a long time. That's what's happened now. A lot of folks sitting in these churches. Old dead bones been running the church so long, friend. Ask God, I hope the wind will blow. Shake some of that crowd. Things saved, they'll get saved. Ask God, ain't been revived. Don't know nothing about revival. We're dying. We're drying up. We're dead, friend. It's impossible for a preacher to fix that, friend. Our preachers go to the pulpit every week. Ask God, trying to fix something they can't fix, amen. It's going to take more than you, preacher. It's going to take more than your pretty little sermon, amen. It's going to take the power of God. Now listen, we may have a service that our people get connected up, hug up a little bit, friend, but it's still a corpse. You listen to me, it's just a corpse. A lot of churches, we got some commotion. We just loud sometime, but still a corpse. The only somebody can turn the light on. The only somebody can put eyes in your head is God Almighty. The only one can make you see is God. He's the only one can turn the light on. The only one can make you hear. I'll be God Almighty. Want to give you enough brain to respond, it'll be God Almighty. I mean, a land now with no brains, have no eyes. All of a sudden, the bones come together. They got a skeleton. That's all it is. Then all of a sudden, I'll tell you what. You're talking about a miracle, amen. You ain't talking about one person. All these men in the battle, they're laying there. They're bones, amen. All of a sudden, the intestines form, amen. They've got a heart. They got lungs. They got every body part. If they were missing one before they died, they're not missing one now. Boy, there they are. Prettiest corpse you've ever seen. Just seen a corpse, amen. But that's all it is. It's just a corpse. See, friend, a lot of time we have commotion, have connection, amen. That don't mean you have revival, though. Are y'all here to listen to me tonight, friend? If we stop where we're at right now, it's not enough. And I think that's where we stop, amen, when it comes to salvation. A lot of people get in a service. They get emotion, amen, a little commotion go on. They run down there because they need a light bill paid. They run down there because grandma's dying. They'll say anything to get some help, amen. But they've never went far enough, amen. They prayed a prayer, repeated after you, friend, but they ain't went far enough. Still a corpse. Still a corpse. Nothing but a corpse. Now look at verse number 10, please. So I prophesied. I was told to preach to them, so I just preached to them, amen. Come hell or high water, I'm going to preach, amen. I'm going to preach to them. You didn't hire me, you can't fire me, amen. He said, I'm going to preach, hallelujah. Didn't have a deacon boy to run him. Am I doing all right now? Amen. He's a preaching, amen. And the Bible said, he said, I prophesied. I preached like he told me to. He told me to talk to the wind. Ask the wind to blow, amen. So I got to praying for the Holy Ghost to show up. He said, I prophesied as he commanded me. Here it comes now. And breath came into them. Hallelujah. I'd like to have some of y'all laid down here about then, amen. They're laying out just bones. God's put flesh on them, amen. Thank God. All of a sudden, the whole army stands up, starts walking around. Thank God the wind of God's blowing. Oh, are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. I'm telling you what, friend. Here's a supernatural revival taking place. A revival in Ezekiel's day. Amen. The Bible said they lived. He ain't trying to manipulate nobody. He ain't trying to get nobody to join up with nothing. He's just preaching and praying. The wind honored what God told him to do, thank God. And God come by and energized them. Thank God, I hope he'll energize some of y'all for the week out. Thank God the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that you might have life. Have it more abundantly, amen. Don't ever listen, friend. Let anybody tell you, friend, that it's dull and dead and boring to become a Christian, amen. The greatest life in the world is a Christian. Y'all okay? The average church today, if you can get that co-worker to come, if you can get that lost family member to come, they've been at the club Friday night or Saturday night. They've had a time. They've been to ball game. Well, little old Junior didn't even get on first base. He got bunt and got thrown out. They holler and scream like the home run. I say, bless God. I ain't going to encourage them for, bless God, not getting on the pace. I'm going to tell them, go try hard and learn how to hit the sinking ball. Amen. Ask God. I ain't never like to lose at nothing. Amen. We ain't coming over that. Well, they enjoying it. Bless. Ain't nobody enjoy winning. I mean losing. Amen. I'm on the winning team, thank God. And we go to the house of God. Dead. Dry. Depressing. Some of the music about kill you. Huh? Sing like you got a stinking bellyache or something. Amen. Amen. Open your songbook, look down at the floor. I ain't being mean, amen. Look at the clock the whole time. And then that lost person said, now, sir, what are we doing over here? Oh, we worshiping God. It don't look like no worship going on to me. You don't have to get up and run around like everybody else, friend. You may not shout like everybody else, but it ought to change your facial expression every once in a while at the house of God. You ought to love him enough to stay awake, amen. If I could stay awake sitting in a church pew, I'd stand up the whole service, amen. And if I fell asleep, I'd fall and knock myself out. Or get back up and say, I refuse, bless God, to come to the house of God and not give him my best, amen. This is foreign in the church anymore. Bless God, that was about three hands. We can't, the Bible said we come to sanctuary, lift up holy hands, thank God. It may be because they ain't holy, the reason they ain't going up, friend. Now I'm telling you what today, friend. Listen, we got to realize he energized them. They're energized. They're energized. A very good religious man could quote the first five books of the Bible. He's blind in his sin. That's why he could not see. He's bound in his sin. That's why he could not enter. He's born in sin. That's why he could not inherit, friend, until he's quickened by the Spirit of God. He's got to have water. He's got to have wind to be saved by the grace of God. This birth is a supernatural event. It is a sovereign event. This supernatural is going on with Ezekiel. His sovereign God Almighty has given him a message, amen. God Almighty gave him a prayer request, amen. Did you hear what I said? He got his message from God. He's got his prayer request from God. You preach to them bones, amen. It may not make sense, amen. I shout in my church a while back when I was preaching through this. I heard a man give a testimony one time some years ago. There's over there in one of the wars in a battle that left something back down in a little old village, amen. This soldier was the same man. They sent him back down to the little little village to pick some equipment that left. I didn't left some. He come back and he said, we got that as a little bamboo shelter there. And so God said, won't you preach a little bit, amen? And so he said, well, preach. He said, I said, preach a little bit. And so the man took off a preaching right there. He thought nobody was around. But there was an enemy out in the woods, hiding in the brush, amen. I'm talking about some years later, 15, 20 years later, that person heard him call and said, God, here I stand, said his name, amen. I believe that was order of the Holy Ghost, amen. I'm years later, that man, when the war was over, I made his way to the United States of America and found that man, amen, and tracked him down, thank God. I told him, so that day you went back out to that little village and you thought nobody was around. I was out there in the bushes, amen. I got under conviction, got saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, if God say preach, amen, it'll work no matter where you're at, amen. Thank God he preached, hallelujah, to the bones, and he prayed to the wind. He prayed. Watch this now. Verse 10 said they stood upon their feet. Huh? They're energized. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses, thank God, in High Point. In Thomasville. In Samora, y'all hear me? You'll be witnesses in Burlington, thank God. They are not only energized by God, they are erected by Him. We need some folks to get straightened up. They stood up. God gave them power. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. That's more than a song. God's the one saved us. He empowers us to do what He called us to do. We're to stand up. And notice what he said in verse number 10 again. And he said, and they became an exceeding great army. Now listen to me, friend. All I know, they say they're saved, amen. You say you saved, ain't you, brother? He say you saved.
Amen.
Went last night to camp meeting.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Just messing with him. He didn't save us to be one unit over here, one unit over there. This man, if he's saved, he got the same spirit I got. Amen. Amen. We got the same chief. Amen. Amen. We got the same commander.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not the chief. You ain't the chief. Amen. Some of these preachers, they think they are.
Right.
I'm sick of this crowd trying to play Holy Ghost Junior. Amen. Amen. I think God tell you something about me. I believe God tell me before He tell you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all hear me? He don't need you come tell me, amen. I'm just telling you what, friend. Listen, they've got the same spirit in every one of them, y'all. They've been raised up as a mighty army, thank God. And listen, if there's ever a day God's people need to stand up for Jesus, amen, and be counted in the last of the last days, amen. Whatever you want to call it tonight, friend, we are enlisted, thank God. I'm in the army, thank God. I ain't ashamed of it, amen. Common body, common spirit, a mighty army. Now listen to me, friend. Why does God save us? There's many reasons. But one of them is this right here. He puts us in the Lord's army. The Bible said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, amen. I mean, listen, even Baptist preachers can't even get along. Huh? Listen, we're in the army. Now look at verse number 14. And he said, shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. See, I don't live where y'all live. Hear me? I got my place. But we're in the same army. Got the same spirit. You plowing over here at Trinity. High Point, Thomasville. My field is Samora. That's my field. Amen. I know where the stumps are. I know where the rocks are. I stayed there long enough to find them. Crowd today don't stay there long enough to plow one row, much less plow the field. Are we okay? Huh? Hey, man, I've been enlisted. He said, give me the spirit, amen. He said, I'll put my spirit in you. You shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord. I know the prophetical aspect, but I know the practical aspect of it, amen. He's ensured me, thank God. He's going to place me where he wants me to be a witness, thank God. He's going to empower me to do the job. Question is, can the bones live? Yes, they can. The mission has been given to the church. Seem like mission impossible today in these times. Everybody want to tell you how impossible it is to fulfill the mission. But I'll tell you what's going to take first of all. There's going to have to be a witness. Somebody got to go tell them. They're everywhere. It's on a massive scale. I have to look for sinners. Everywhere I go, you're stepping all around and you're bumping into them every day. Have I got enough courage to open my mouth? Say, thus saith the Lord. God loves you. God died for you. God rose again. God's on the right hand of the Father interceding for you. God loves you. Let me tell you what he done. I mean, we don't have people do that anymore. Huh? Your track rack stay empty all the time? Any of y'all preachers here tonight? Preachers. Your track rack stay empty? Huh? Help me now. We got the seed in the barn. See, we ain't even plow out the field, much less sow the seed. Huh? The bones, they're everywhere. Ain't but one way to get them alive. They got to have word. They have got to be soaked with the word. They got to be soaked with the word. Not just go and throw a verse and leave them out the rest of the life to go to hell. Hey, man, they're dry. Get a bone wet. It's going to take a lot of water. They're depressed. It's going to take a whole lot to get them to look up out of the valley, friend. Folks are hurting today. They're struggling. They're suffering. They're in trouble. We don't care. We're going to church. Alone. Again. Great service. I ain't being mean. Zeke preached this day. I'm preaching mine. I'm preaching my day. Hey, man. They're not going to live without being soaked. Well, here's what they tell me at my own people. I rebuke them for, well, I don't want to drive them away. Drive them where? They're already dead. They're already on the broad road to hell. Where else are you going to drive them to? Don't want to drive them. Now, what it is, you two rotten backslid and you don't have enough Bible. You're afraid they don't listen to the cults on the TV enough to take care of you in a few minutes. Huh? Y'all hear me? Till they're soaked with this word, there ain't going to be no life. Today, everybody's trying to substitute in a church as something for preaching. Ain't going to happen. You've tried it. Your churches are empty. I'm not being mean. I'm just stating fact. Time to rob back, plow the field, and throw the seed out. Amen. It worked in the past, and it still works today. It's the only thing that's going to work. They said, what have you got for the young people? I know what they're talking about. Have you got a gym? I ain't against a gym if it's kept in its rightful place. But it ain't going to take the place of preaching, amen. Are y'all hearing me, friend? Have you got a nurse to babysit my baby that I can't handle? I ain't being mean. Huh? Tell you what I got for the young people. It's King James Bible. Now I try to preach the devil out of them, keep them out of hell. You don't have nothing better than that. They ain't going to live without the word. They ain't going to live without prayer. We ain't got time to read the Bible, so we can't prophesy it. We ain't got time to pray, so they're not going to have some warrior standing up for them. So you got to have a witness, got to have a warrior, a prayer warrior. You got any of them left today? Prayer warrior. I ain't going to get up, going to stand between him and hell and pray night and day and weep. Our altars are dry. There used to be places where certain people would pray, and after a period of years, it'd be a white spot there where that same mama, same daddy would go every time and pray for them youngins and wouldn't give up. had them a rock somewhere, a tree somewhere that get along with God. Amen. Kept the grass wore out, praying for them. Amen. They get saved. They're not going to live again without the Word, without a prayer warrior, somebody praying. Thank God, I believe we get that kind of burden. Have that kind of preaching, amen. I tell you what's going to happen. Something wonderful is going to happen, amen. The winds are going to blow, thank God. Are y'all hear me? From all directions, hallelujah. The wind will show up. Amen. We'll see them old dead bones that's been sitting around dry, dead, depressed. All of a sudden, they'll stand up. Here they come. Somewhere between yonder and there, when thy will meets the will of God, hallelujah, there's another soldier, thank God, in the army. Y'all okay? And I'm done. Girls, come get around the piano. If you're not careful, I've seen this happen a lot in the last 5 to 10 years. Some of these folks come and get saved. Then they come to our churches excited about Jesus, just wanting to worship and praise God. They feel like they went back to the dead camp. Don't encourage them. Some little old granny ain't said amen in 20 years. Look, we don't need all that noise, preacher. You need to do something with him. No, he needs to rebuke you. Talking about rebuking them youngest. Some grandmas and grandpas need rebuking. They can't handle it, though. They'll get mad at you go down the road, and that other preacher, instead of saying you ain't right with God, get back up there, they take them, act like they're having camp meeting. Hey, man. Y'all listen to me. They're not going to live without this book. They're not going to live without your prayers. And they sure ain't going to live without God showing up. We can live. We can live again. That's what revival is. Been dead long enough. We can live again that we can go reach somebody else where they can live. Huh? Play softly, honey. Mind the Holy Ghost. He didn't entertain nobody. Go ahead. You know how to turn this piano on, preacher? Come in. There it is. We want a real camp meeting. Instead of being so cramped up, you ought to come cry out to God. Somebody needs your tears on them. They're dry. They can't pray. They're dead, depressed, all disjointed. Lives are ruined and wrecked. Do you know anybody like that? We too prideful today to pray. You chuck your pride, get right with God. Maybe you can help somebody else. Father, I love you.